Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An official of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, plans to step down soon after months of criticism here in Washington. Reuters' Nathan Frandino has our report.
Andrew McCabe's time at the FBI may be coming to an end. The Washington Post reported on Saturday that the FBI deputy director plans to retire next year. The newspaper said the retirement would come as soon as he becomes eligible for his full pension, which would be in early March. The news comes after months of criticism from President Donald Trump, who has publicly questioned why McCabe remains in his position. On Saturday, Trump tweeted that McCabe is racing the clock to retire with full benefits, 90 days to go. An FBI spokeswoman declined to comment. McCabe also faced criticism from congressional Republicans who have accused him of harboring bias against Trump. He's been interviewed by multiple House committees on the 2016 election and whether Trump's campaign colluded with Russia, as well as on the FBI's handling of its probe into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State.
That is Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. Ukraine's president thanked the United States for its decision to provide lethal weapons to the country, while diplomats in Russia warned the move would only cause more bloodshed. Angry response from Moscow followed the U.S. announcement it would provide Ukraine with lethal weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. French President Emmanuel Macron has been in Niger on a trip designed to bolster the morale of the French troops there who are fighting extremists. Macron announced France will provide extra funding, some 10 million euros, for the education of girls in Niger. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has appointed a recently retired army general and a defense official as the country's ruling party vice presidents. Opposition leader Welshman Nkube is highly concerned about this trend, which began last month with the army's involvement in the ZANU-PF's secession politics.
There is everything wrong with the command element of the Zimbabwe National Army, presenting itself as war veterans belonging to a particular political party, intervening to settle the political disputes of a political party. There is everything wrong with that. There is also everything wrong with leading a coup in order to become vice president.
Former law professor at the University of Zimbabwe says the army is contravening the country's constitution, which prohibits it from being involved in politics. So far, there has been no word from the president regarding the opposition's concerns. Dozens were killed when a bus fell into a river in western India, survivors saying that bus, which was carrying passengers in the Indian state of Rajasthan, was speeding to overtake another vehicle when it crashed through a bridge railing, falling into the river below. So far, authorities have recovered 32 bodies from the river. At least another 10 passengers were injured. It was not immediately clear whether the driver was among the survivors. India's roads are some of the deadliest in the world, with estimates ranging from between 110,000 and 150,000 road fatalities each year. There has been a fire at the London Zoo. Dominic Jeremy is the zoo's director general.
This was a fire that had broken out in the area animal enclosures, animal adventures that includes where our aardvark Misha lives and our meerkats. And we are absolutely devastated that Misha, the aardvark, has been killed. And we are still trying to find out what has happened to the meerkats. But at the moment, the site where this fire took place is closed down.
More than 70 firefighters and 10 trucks took nearly 3 hours to put out that blaze. Cause of the fire not immediately known. 8 staff members at the zoo treated for smoke inhalation. Christians preparing to celebrate Christmas, but in many countries, security has been heightened for all events, especially in Muslim-dominated nations in the Middle East and Asia. Fears of violence around the Christmas holiday also present in Europe and the United States. In Germany, police have used explosives. They did so to take care of a suspicious package that had been found on the markets in Bonn.
That's the latest world news from VOA.